Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Thoughts. I'm Jovan, and today's topic is longevity. What would you say is the deepest sensation? An orgasm? True happiness? Peace? You might say sleep, sarcastically, but no. It is purpose. It is the absolute and ultimate drive of intelligent life. It is what lies behind our every action and reaction. Every want, every need is predicated by our life purpose. It is found by those who suffer from depression also suffer a real physical deficiency because of it. We have less energy than those not suffering from it. This does not mean that having a life purpose is always a positive thing, such as those who wish to do harm onto others. But overall, having a life purpose, even if that means making enough money to hang out with friends on the weekend, is leagues above having no such long-term desires at all. When it comes to living the best and longest life one can, having a point to it kind of counts. Meanings change in time, though, like wanting nothing more than to dispute the status quo to becoming a working member of society. We all do what we must to survive. It lands on the first and foremost category, to be sure. As our lives develop, we will encounter changes. A person at 30 may realize McDonald's isn't going down the same it did when they were 20. If we wish to be in this life for the long haul, we have to change with life. Anarchists, starving artists, daredevils, and those with mental health problems usually bend the knee to safety the longer they play the game. A man who bumps coke on the weekends and sleeps with a different person every 3 days will soon find complications with their health. Life isn't without a little risk-taking, but to play the lottery every day will leave you eventually broke. It is in all of our odds to play it safe for the most part. The best advice is always, and will always be, moderation. Hell, even with smoking cigarettes, it is said that if you only smoke one cigarette a day, it holds the same risk if you would otherwise be living in a city. One glass of wine a day is good for your heart. One bump of coke a day, I would highly advise against, same with meth or heroin, but you get my point. To jog 1 kilometer a day would be great. Life is kind of like a jog, isn't it? Sure, some points you sprint, and at others you walk, but for the most part, you're doing a jog across time. So in short, make the meaning of your life, make it count, and make it last. We only get one short trip across the galaxy. So why not make it last as long as a primate can? Oh, and make sure to eat your vegetables. Thanks for listening.